we have to bear in mind the seven that have been upgraded, two out of those seven are just for option one, that's full demolish. So the other five are still no good, because as we know, all these properties need to be demolished. And sadly, it does seem to be the case now that the report's being sent with the downgraded decision to homeowners that there's no reference to the iron sulfides, you know, which we know is causing the blocks to crumble. You know, there's been no reference to them, and a lot of the reports being sent back to the homeowners that have been downgraded. And it does say in the ministerial guidelines that it states that pyrotite must be considered. You know, so any option other than option one, the pyrotite remains in these blocks and the concrete. So the only solution for these homes, as everyone knows now, is to have these homes demolished.
And this is further evidence that the science needs to be listened to. And I'm sure you are continually questioning, when are you going to be listened to about this?
Yes, for sure. You know, we're pushing every angle we possibly can, Michaela, as a party, because we know this is fundamental in allowing people to move on with their lives. We have to remember this humanitarian crisis has been ongoing now. It's been 10 years, over 10 years, and still we haven't got the right solution for these homes. You know, to remediate these properties was not the right option. It's going to cost more in the long run. It's going to cost more heartache for these families. It's going to cost more of the taxpayers' money, because these homes will fail again. The science is clear. It cannot be questioned. And the only people that don't seem to get it is the Housing Agency and Minister O'Brien. We need IS 465. To be honest, it needs scrapped and started again. But the revision is ongoing, but there's no urgency there. We have homes being remediated as we speak with the wrong option. And that's just unjust and unfair. So, you know, we need to keep pushing and keep pushing for the right remediation options for these properties. It really is unbelievable to think that they're not listening to the science. And it's very, very disappointing that we've two engineers from Engineers Ireland with such varying opinions on these properties. One engineer recommending their home needs to be demolished, and then another engineer given a lower option. It makes no sense, and to be honest, it's unethical, you know, by these engineers to do that.